I'm now joined by Christina Salciano, who is the founder of Advent of Change. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Christina, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. It's no problem at all. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. So let's start with the obvious question. What is Advent of Change?
So at Advent of Change, we're a not-for-profit organisation, and we basically exist to raise funds and awareness for a whole host of brilliant charities and causes, and we do that through campaigns but also through innovative consumer products that retail in John Lewis and in Waitrose. They've been fantastic partners for us, and our signature product, one which started last year, is an advent calendar. And behind every door, instead of getting a tiny little piece of chocolate, you will see a new charity, and it'll tell you how to contact that charity, but also what your funds through purchasing that product have enabled them to do.
I mean, it seems, now that I've heard about it, it seems such an obvious idea, but what was it that sparked your interest in this, and how did you come up with the idea?
We get that a lot. it's really, really good to hear that. It all started in the sort of consumer whirlwind of advent calendars. I think everyone knows now, you've seen the variety that there is out there. There's chocolate, there's cheese, there's beauty, there's even one with pot scratchings, and I think sausage rolls now. So there seemed to be something for absolutely everything. And I just started to do a little bit of research into it, and actually the popularity of advent calendars had risen sort of 20% year on year. At the same time, there didn't seem to be anything ethical out there, really, never mind charitable, not that worked in the way that I thought it should, you know, where you give to multiple charities. Nothing existed. And that was just really surprising for me. And sort of as soon as I realised, I thought, well, I think I've got to give this a go. And so just, yeah, took a step and it went from there.
How is it that this works specifically, which the way that, you know, people buy and then it donates for them?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. So in purchasing an Advent of Change calendar, you've already made your donation. That's true for any of our products. So actually, we then take the funds and we distribute them to the charities. So it's really easy. You know, you get to make 24 donations with one purchase and find out about 24 different charities in the process.
And the reason that we are talking is because you've recently partnered up with the RNIB.
Yes, we have. We're so proud to have partnered up with you guys. It's something that, again, I couldn't believe there wasn't already a Braille advent calendar in the UK. I think there definitely should be. I'm glad that we've been the first, but I also really hope that it's the start of something. You know, I hope next year with one of 10, and the year after that one of 20. So,
have there been any challenges that you found whilst trying to create a Braille advent calendar?
It's been so hard. It's been a really, really difficult process. I think because it's new, you know, anything that's new typically isn't easy because there's not, you know, already the things in place to set it up. I naively had this idea, thought, why on earth aren't we doing a Braille advent calendar? You know, it's a print product, it's a piece of paper. We should be able to add Braille to this and make it accessible for the 2 million people in the UK who are blind or living with sight loss. It just felt like the right thing to do. We hated the idea of anyone being excluded from this product. And so straight away, we were having talks with John Lewis, and I said to them, look, what do you think? They loved it and said, yeah, of course we'll take it. What a brilliant idea. You know, we'd love to be involved. At that point, I thought, okay, easy. I'll just add Braille to this product. Obviously, Braille is huge. It's a lot bigger than your typical text.
Yeah.
So that was sort of our first stumbling block, is that we had to develop a really different product. It couldn't just be adding Braille to our existing flat sheets, as I initially thought. So at that stage, I started to just Google and came across a number of commercial Braille companies who each told me it was literally impossible, couldn't be done. You can't put Braille under a perforation. You can't put sheets of Braille on top of each other. Wouldn't work with the product. There was no way to create an alternative product, which was really disheartening. And I think a lot of people would have given up at that point, because actually you've spoken to experts and they've told you it's not doable. It was at that point that I thought, right, one final try. And I called the RNIB and I just said, please help. There's got to be a way that we can do this, and I think it will really help. And that's when it just started to take off. The RNIB were absolutely brilliant. You know, we worked together, we had Skype calls, we pulled the product apart, we looked at how it can be done. We did a million different tests, we went through a lot of sampling. You know, some of them, the perforations were too hard, some of them it was too soft, some of them were falling apart in the Braille machinery. And so we eventually got to a happy medium.
I think it's, as it says all over our branding from the RNIB, it's see differently. And I think it's that approach that the RNIB have, that they've looked at the advent of change and thought, how can we do this after you've been given so many no's? What for me, and I'm sure the RNIB would agree, is it's so refreshing to see a company who don't directly have any link to sight loss or visual impairment thinking about people who suffer. Do you have a connection with it yourself, or did you just one day think there's people being ignored and they need to be listened to almost?
No, I don't have a personal connection. I just think it's the right thing to do. With it being a print product and with it being text-based, there's not like chocolate behind the doors or something that you can get behind the doors. So for somebody who's blind, it literally can't be used. And I just really didn't like the idea of that. You know, we don't want anybody to feel excluded from something that's meant to be a really nice idea. You know, I think if you say you're an inclusive company, we'll be inclusive. And that's basically what we're trying to do.
And hopefully it pushes other advent calendar creators to be doing a similar thing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my big hope for it, in that if we can make some noise around it. And, you know, it's the first time we've done this product, so there might be things that we change next year. You know, we've had loads of hiccups in the production of it. But what I really hope is that if we can do this on an absolute, you know, we have tiny, tiny budgets, and we're a team of people who are pretty much all voluntary or work part-time or work in the evenings or like 2 in the morning. You know, we've been able to develop this product because it matters. And I hope that other companies out there, big corporates with big budgets, with big teams of people, can do it probably much easier. But also it will encourage them to do it because it can be done.
Change.
Yeah, exactly that.
Obviously, you know, Christmas is the time where people like to donate because they see others who have less than themselves. How is it that you guys as a non-for-profit are standing out from others? I mean, obviously you are doing a multitude of charities, but is there anything as a small startup that you're doing?
The big thing is multiple charities, because I think if somebody already has a charity that's close to their heart, they're going to support them, and they should. You know, what we're trying to do is reach a new market. So we're trying to reach new people who perhaps haven't got a charity close to their heart, haven't thought about giving to charity, or just don't have the time to research different charities, or who care about loads of things. You know, I care about the environment and inclusivity and people trafficking and women's, you know, I care about so many different things. And I think so do lots of other people. Mm-hmm. So sort of we're here to sort of meet those people in the middle, to give them a product that gives them an easy way to donate to lots of charities and find out about lots of charities. And what we really hope is that in doing that, in making a really commercially viable product that is easy to pick up the shelf, we will actually facilitate introductions to charities that will become beneficial in the long term as well. We've had lots of charities contact us to say off the back of the advent calendar they've now got long-term donors. We've also had people contact us to say that, you know, this year they're running a marathon and that they've used the calendar to actually decide who to do that for.
Amazing.
And, you know, on the flip side, we've had people say that since having the calendar they've perhaps had members of their family become poorly and they've used the calendar to find out who they should speak to.
Oh, so it's been used in more ways than you
It's had a really, really nice ripple effect. And, you know, that's what we're here to do. The donations are a huge part of it, and it's how we keep it going. But actually this ripple effect, the fact that we're facilitating introductions to brilliant charities and making people aware of great causes, that ripple effect is really important to us too.
And if there's people listening, which I'm sure there are now, where can people find it to buy for themselves or their loved ones?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. So you can purchase the Braille Advent Calendar from adventofchange.com, and also John Lewis online while stocks last. They're also in their Oxford Street flagship branch, and all of our Advent of Change products can also be purchased from adventofchange.com, John Lewis, and also we have a product that's in Waitrose this year in 300 stores, which is exciting. And for anybody who, you know, perhaps isn't able to make a donation to that level, there are so many ways that you can help. You know, follow us on social media or talk about us. You know, we're on every social platform imaginable, so pick your favorite and find us. We're Advent of Change.
Christina Salciano, founder of Advent of Change, thank you very much for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.